The following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
WTAQ News Talk Sports. Well, let me be clear on something. I understand that a lot of you would like me to cover something in this segment. Not a lot of you. Actually, only got one or two emails. Something other than Walmart. The problem is there is something new on it every day. And yes, this has become a mission on this show to defeat this vocal minority. And yeah, I understand the front page story where the planning department is going to recommend against this and blah, blah, blah. I get all of that. But this is too big to the future of Green Bay for me not to continue to talk about this. And quite frankly, fight for what I think is right. Because otherwise, this is an entirely one-sided fight. There's no organized support for what is the right thing downtown. There is a mayor who opposes it. The plan commission, that when he says bleep, they squat. And a plan department that's about as sycophantic. That being the case, all there is me to lobby for the right thing. So I'm going to continue to do that. Not just yet, in a moment here. I will continue to do that. We've got a lot of stuff after 9 o'clock. There's a powerful piece out there today from a former VA doctor, VA hospital doctor. We'll get to that. If you haven't heard what the Obama kids eat for school lunch, this is hypocrisy so rich you could cut it with the fine knife that I'm sure that their kids use at Sidwell Friends School. That's just tip of the iceberg. We've got a lot of stuff to get to. I do want to first mention, I had a request from the Outagamie County Republican Women. This event is tomorrow at 6 p.m. at the Appleton Library, 225 North Oneida Street, Appleton. Dr. Duke Pesta, who has become a leading voice on Common Core, he will speak on that subject tomorrow night. Again, that's an event by the Outagamie County Republican Women. It's tomorrow night, 6 p.m. at the Appleton Library, 225 North Oneida Street. So I want to make you aware of that. Last night, Walmart held another one of its open houses to show off its latest plan for a 154,000 square foot store on the Larson Green property in the Broadway District in downtown Green Bay. The dynamic of this one was different from past ones, the other open houses. I think they've had two other ones, right? I believe so. Two other ones. Most of the people that actually bothered to go inside for this one were either supporters or those who wanted questions answered about it. About 100 protesters were outside and just making a lot of noise. I shouldn't say 100. I shouldn't fall for that. The paper says as many, I think it's the paper. Yeah, that says as many as 100 opponents. They also say dozens. I have no idea how many are out there. Let's go with dozens. What they're trying desperately to do is show themselves to be the majority in opposition to this when they are the minority, in my opinion. That's what they're trying to do. Very different, though. The people inside this time, and you can see that there is people who feel that they got to get off their hands and support this. People who would shop there, people who might work there, or people who just understand that this is good for downtown Green Bay. They just get that. I'm not surprised that that meeting went, that that open house went the way that it went last night. Now, they're trying to whistle past the graveyard, but opponents know that they're coming up on the short end of the stick, that support the tide is turning on them. City planners said Tuesday they oppose the retailer's latest plan and would recommend denial based on what they characterized as several significant issues. Not surprising. After meeting with Walmart representatives Tuesday, City Planning and Development Director Kimberly Flom said her department will recommend that the Plan Commission vote against Walmart's rezoning request for the Larson Green site, and I guarantee you the Plan Commission will, in fact, vote against it. Flom expressed doubt that Walmart and the city planners will find sufficient common ground. They don't have to. I told you, this is, forget the Plan Department, forget the Plan Commission. This has all come down to 7 votes on the Green Bay City Council and the belief that Mayor Jim Schmidt will not have the guts or any other anatomically necessary part to veto it. Because in the end, he knows there's nothing else out there that would be anywhere near what this is. He knows that, you know. If he didn't know that, he wouldn't be playing this the way that he is. Lisa Nelson of Walmart confirmed the company intends to stand firm on its proposal for 154,000 square foot superstore, but said the company would consider making other adjustments to accommodate some of the city's concerns. They sound relatively minor: lighting, energy efficiency. She said there are things that we can do. We will do what we can. Look, Walmart knows they're never going to placate city planning. City planning opposes this. The Plan Commission opposes this, both to one degree or another, because Jim Schmidt opposes this. I have been telling you for over a week now, this is going to come down. Actually, I've been telling you for some time, but I've been getting very specific on how this vote would play out. And in a second here, I'm going to give some phone numbers again. And I'm going to do this, quite frankly, not every day, but a couple of times a week until this is resolved. Right now, it's, and I've spoken with several council observers, there's some debate as to whether the vote is 6-6 or 7-5. Everybody seems to agree that the swing vote here is Dave Nenig. Several of my listeners have already spoken with Dave Nenig and said he seems to be leaning in support. He's also, I am told, getting just hammered by the opposition. So if you call Dave, and by the way, I've thought about this. I said Green Bay City residents only. I've changed my mind on that. If you live or work in Green Bay, if you live or work in downtown Green Bay, if you don't live in Green Bay, but you might work at a downtown Walmart store in Green Bay, and if you're someone who you think would be impacted by this, I don't think there's a problem with you calling. I do ask, though, that you identify yourself as such, as someone who doesn't live in Green Bay, but have a shop there. I work downtown. I would work at that store. Whatever. I work for another downtown employer, where I think it'd be a good thing for whatever. But identify as such if you are not from Green Bay. Also, don't try to strong arm these people. Just be emphatic. Say, look, I understand you're getting a lot of pressure from the other side, and I just want you to know I support the store, and I hope you understand that a lot of people do that live or work in Green Bay. Be positive, be upbeat, don't hammer them. They're getting that from the other side. They don't need that from you. If you understand the importance of this project to downtown Green Bay and that the odds are that that site will be the blight that it is now for some time unless the city puts millions of public dollars into it where Walmart isn't asking for any. A concept which just continues to boggle the mind. It really does. No, it really, really does. That this is even as controversial as it is. Why? Because a bunch of squeaky wheels have Jim Schmidt making himself look like one of the most anti-business mayors you'll see in a long time, unless it's a project getting a lot of public money. All right, I've given you sufficient time to find something with which to write down names and numbers. I'm actually going to give you, well, really four today. But we'll try to do this one at a time so as not to confuse you. Dave Nenig is considered right now a vote that's not a firm yes. There are considered to be six solid yes votes for this project. Dave Nenig seems to be the most likely seventh and deciding vote. And I am told he has told people he's leaning yes. Listeners to this show who have called him. So again, I want you to be positive, upbeat. Say, look, we know you're getting beat up by the other side. Just want you to know we think voting yes is the right thing, and we hope you'll do that. That's all you need to do. He just needs to hear the numbers of people who support the project. He doesn't need to hear a sales pitch. Dave Nenig's number is 437-2318. 437-2318. That's 437-2318. I'm also told, now there's disagreement on whether it's worth talking to Brian Danziger. I think it's worth him just hearing how many people support the project. So here's Brian Danziger's number. 609-7666. Yeah, this is a good point. City property owners, whether you live in the city or not, that's a great point. Great point. Brian Danziger's number is 609-7666. That's an easy one to remember. Brian Danziger, 609-7666. All right, I'm going to give each of these again. Then I'm going to give the mayor's office number. Dave Nenig, District 5, Alderman, 437-2318. 437-2318. Brian Danziger, 609-7666. If you live in Green Bay, if you work in Green Bay, or if you own property in Green Bay but do not live in Green Bay, those are two aldermen you should definitely call. And finally, the elected official who needs to hear the most support on this, Mayor Jim Schmidt. His office number is 448-3005. 448-3005. One more time. 448-3005. I understand the Plan Commission is going to oppose this. I understand the Planning Department is going to tell them to oppose it. It doesn't matter. It all comes down to seven votes on the City Council. Though we won't do this every day, but the opposition is all enthusiastic after their little band of idiots got out there yesterday with their signs. So there you go. Jim Schmitz, one more time, 448-3005. Coming up after 9, I have an email that I have to share with you. This is really, well, it's a good email. how can I say this? It's a good email, but what she has to say isn't good. It's hard to explain. It's a follow-up. We had the story about Honors Night being canceled out east. Was it Rhode Island? I don't remember now. Somewhere out east. She shares an experience with her own children. It's a long email, but it's powerful. I have a follow-up on the rampage in California and how people are reacting to that. Has Governor Walker proven that gay marriage has disappeared as an issue, and doctors' war stories from VA hospitals? We will try to get to all of that of the show today. It's 8:56.